The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hello, podcast persons. We like you.
Yes, persons of the podcast. We appreciate you.
You want to explain what we're doing here with our little special?
Yes, we have had so much going on this year of things to do, places to be, all of that. So you have some obligations coming up.
Yes.
And so I'm putting a podcast together, some extra stuff we did. But I just wanted to come on here and explain that.
Yeah, it's different from the usual.
Yes.
What would you say from a quality perspective? Suffer in quality?
No, it doesn't suffer in quality at all. Right, it's okay. Just, it's not the small bits. It's longer conversations.
Excellent.
It would have been really great if I said, yes, actually, the quality is quite poor.
Well, it takes a hit. I'm really not going to lie. We are pumping out stuff here that's just
it's a struggle,
substandard.
But I promise you, people are still going to get it.
You know what we're supposed to remind people to do on podcast stuff is a review and leave us a review, if you would.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Subscribe and leave a review. Apparently that helps us. I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't. It helps somebody. It helps people find
somebody
the show.
Sees it
if there's more reviews, there's more people that find the show.
And subscribe. I know that a lot of people go to the website and listen every day.
Yeah.
But if you subscribe,
Super simple.
That helps us.
Yeah, it just automatically comes to you. I guess it helps us.
I'm going to a podcast convention soon to find the answers to these very questions.
They'd be like, how long have you been doing a podcast? You don't even know. I don't know. We're told it helps us. We don't know how, but we'd like to be helped. If it's helping.
Help us.
Help us. You're watching the OWN Network.
I'm watching the OWN Network with my best friend. We're watching Inyala, I believe is how you pronounce her name, Van Zandt. She's like a guru kind of, like a Dr. Phil kind of person.
Okay.
And she goes in your house, picks your family apart, tells you how to do stuff right. So she's talking to this lady who used to be one of the, basketball wives or something on a reality show, picking her personality apart. And then the dad is very hostile. When you meet the dad and mom, you realize why this girl is the way she is because you see it in them, right? She has these kind of powwows with the two of them and then three of them, mom, dad, and you just see all of this this progress being made, right? And the lady's crying, the mom is crying, they're hugging this, that, and the other. She's doing all kinds of illustrations. Hours worth of this emotional investment that my best friend and I are doing watching.
Sounds
it.
Sounds promising. It,
yes. Got it. Doggone it, guys.
What?
If at the end, with the credits, you know how they put up, so-and-so's now living in Atlanta with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It says, she, whatever job she took or however she's doing it. And then the next slide says she is disowned and not talking to her father or mother again.
Okay. You're just going to throw that in at the end? So we get all this wisdom and look at the miraculous work.
None of this works.
At the very, okay, thanks.
Verna's my best friend. We scream. My mom's like, what's going on in there? We just scream because it was all of this and you're on this roller coaster with them. It's working. But it was so instructive because it was like, you can give somebody anything you want to give them.
Totally.
If they don't have the humility to say, you know what, I'm going to do this for the long run, not just for this show, but this is something I'm committing to. Whatever you've shown me of me is real and true and I need to change it. If you don't commit to that, well, we get a slide at the end that says...
She jumped off the cliff anyway.
Yes, that's it.
At the very end.
That's it.
Yeah, big time. Hello. What's up, Sherry? What's going on here on Dilemma Street?
Hello, Brant. Good to see you here on Dilemma Street again.
We're at the corner of Dilemma Street and some other street, which I'm going to figure out what the name is pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, that'll be key.
Cool.
Yeah.
All we're chilling.
Painting the picture here.
Chilling or as the...
Not with the hard G. Not chilling.
Chilling. Or as the young people say, chillaxing.
No.
So anyway, we have dilemmas here. If you want to shoot a dilemma at us, it's brant@branthanson.com. That's the super secret email. And we hang out here and we just talk about it. We're not counselors, okay? But we can just kick it around.
Yeah,
like friends.
Yeah, that's
all.
Right.
Wearing my leather jacket.
Yes.
With the
dragon embroidered. Absolutely.
Stuff. Okay, so this is from, let's call him Bob. His name is not Bob. I just use that because it's really easy and it's a palindrome. Okay, so here we go. My dilemma is this. It's a pretty serious one.
Mm-hmm.
It says, what do you do when you have a wife who's very jealous? We can hardly go anywhere without her accusing me of looking at another woman. She's very insecure about how she looks, but I tell her she's pretty. I call her my beautiful. I tell her I love her eyes, but she's still the same. I started going to the gym every morning before work because I drive right by it anyway for about 8 months now, and I've lost 30 pounds, but my wife hates it. She asked me if I work out with anyone or if people are there. It's annoying to be asked about it so much. We had a few bouts with this kind of thing, and the last time I finally just told her that her jealousy is hurting our marriage, but she doesn't think it's jealousy. I've never been unfaithful to her. She doesn't want counseling because I think she thinks it will be a woman that we talk to. She can't stand it when I have to talk to a woman. It got to the point, sometimes I don't enjoy being around her. I could write so much more, but what do you think? Thank you for the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. man.
Wow.
This is really deep, and there's a lot here. I could make some guesses about stuff, but I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And we're just, again, talking as friends.
You as a friend who has been married successfully for a long time now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a friend who's been married successfully. So I'm all about making my wife feel as secure as possible. I don't want to indicate that you haven't been doing that. It's possible, though, you haven't. But here's the bigger point I was just thinking about with this. So she's resistant to counseling. You're not quite sure why. You said she doesn't want counseling because I think she thinks it will be a woman that we talk to. I would get counseling anyway. Maybe you go by yourself. Mm. Or maybe she should go by herself if she's open to that. And make sure it's somebody who says that they, who cares about God's wisdom. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want counseling from just anybody, but counsel is so important. And we operate in these little bubbles, and we're way too isolated. So people don't get to speak into marriages, and this should be spoken into. There should be sunlight in mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. It gets really squalid. It gets nasty mm-hmm. when other people aren't around to speak into that. Mm. And we all need counsel. We're fools if we reject it. So if it's professional counseling, that's great. You still have somebody who's listening, who hopefully has some wisdom to share.
It's helpful. Yeah, very helpful.
They can speak into this. Hopefully you can both be humble and receive it. Obviously you don't control her attitude, but you do yours. And you could set a good example by getting it anyway. I'm telling you, it's really wise to do that. And it's really important because you don't want to just coexist either. You could say, well, we can stick this out. But don't you want to enjoy your marriage? Mm-hmm. And her too, like, turn this corner. She doesn't want to be this. Sounds like she's miserable. And you are too. So, boy, it's good to have somebody speak into that. And I'm this is a pretty heavy thing for us to talk about on the Dilemma Street, but.
Here, like, with a leather jacket and.
With
a
leather jacket and stuff. But I hope you hear what we're saying here. We're sitting here on the steps with you. That's all. Like, yeah. I think the counseling thing
matters. It really does. It helped me greatly. And
yes.
I think that it's nice to sit and talk with someone and just get godly wisdom and counsel.
This marriage thing's supposed to be in a community. Mm. But it's not. For most of us, it's not. It's more isolated and it suffers as a result. It could take a lot of the pressure out of it if there are other people around that could speak into this and if we had a humble approach. Thank you again for listening to our podcast. So we've been talking about Fellowship Home Loans. They're our sponsors. We feel like these guys are friends, Michael and Brian.
They're awesome.
They really are. And so in case you were interested, we got them on the phone so you could feel like you could meet them as well. We just feel real simpatico about them, and they love what we do. And we love what they do. So we both got loans through them. I refinanced our house. Sherry bought her house, mm-hmm. her first one.
Yeah.
How is that going, by the way, homeownership?
It's going so wonderfully.
Good. You didn't need to be scared. She came in here scared. All
absolutely
the fun, every single day.
Terrified.
Just go ahead.
That's true. Every day.
Yeah.
But I'm very grateful that I did it, and really using them is what helps so much because...
Mostly what helped was me continually encouraging you to go ahead and buy a house. But then
that helped in the beginning. That didn't help through the process.
No, I think it helped through the process too. And then they came alongside me as a support network to help Sherry. Anyway, if you're interested, and if you're not, that's okay too. But we enjoy talking to them. Thought you might want to hear them as well. And if you're interested in contacting them, of course you can. First of all, I want to ask you guys, seriously, serious question, sort of serious. Like, what's the What is literally the most fun part of your job? Forget the fact that it pays the bills and everything. What's the most fun thing?
I think it's you do a refinance for someone or you help them purchase a home. I think it's like hearing if they're saving money, what that savings allows them to do. You know, or what the cash out is for. It's not just for home improvements. It's for an extension because my wife is pregnant. We're expecting twins or something like that.
That's awesome. So you feel like you're helping families and people.
Yeah, I think just hearing like what the monetary effect is going to really do.
That's a beautiful thing. What about you, Michael?
I think that's the most rewarding, that and, you know, bringing someone in as an employee and showing them what to do, training them, and seeing them have success. That's the most rewarding. If you talk about what's the most fun, I think it's just kind of some of the office antics and how everyone gets along. And there's so many different, like, cliques, but everybody does get along. And there's a lot of subtle jokes and things like that. So we make fun of a somewhat boring job.
That's good. We have cliques here, and there's only two of us.
Yes.
So that's a really –
who's
really,
on the outs today? Yeah,
there's a battle.
Sherry hangs out with the cool crowd. Yeah.
Brant's over at the nerd table.
Exactly. So, okay, good. Who was the better customer between the two of us?
Oh. What in the world kind of question is that?
Well, I mean, we're both
good with Sherry.
But I was incredibly responsive, was I not?
I mean,
absolutely.
From both sides that I saw, you guys trusted us, and we needed this. You sent it right away, and to be honest with you, that's what like you were prepared. You knew you can get the documents you needed whenever we needed them. And it wasn't like pulling teeth, being like, hey, guys, you know, I'm trying to help you. Can you actually help yourself?
Exactly.
I can tell you that my preparedness was really just abject fear and terror that at any second I was going to drop the ball and it was all going to fall apart and my mother and I were going to be homeless. So what looked like preparedness was actually...
That's because Brian and Mike told you, you guys are going to be homeless unless you start getting your act together.
Don't worry about that hurricane. Now you're doing hurricane fellowship. So you better get that together right now.
Hurricane fellowship. That's a great name for a worship band.
The reviews are, these guys are the best. They came to my door and personally threatened me to get...
to get the work done, and now I'm in my home.
So okay, the rates are still really low right now. If somebody wants to jump in and refinance or buy a house,
yeah, I mean they're still historically extremely low. No one knows what's going to happen with interest rates. If anyone can get up here and say, oh, they're going to go up by this amount, they're going to go down by this amount, they're making it up. But there's just a bigger focus right now on what's going on in D.C. and overseas. That these low interest rates are kind of getting put in the back burner. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people may miss the boat. A lot of people are kind of scared of the process, too. Maybe they've went through it before and they had a bad experience, or they just, you know, life is busy. But, I mean, here, you guys know better than anyone else. We try and make it as effortless and stress-free as possible from the client's perspective.
Michael and Brian from Fellowship Home Loans. Awesome, dudes. If you want to call them, by the way, if you're interested in looking into this kind of stuff, you can call them. It's 800-804-SAVE if you want to contact them. Thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
I was particularly domestic the last few days because my family was in town, and then they had to leave early in the morning, and I spent probably from 2 in the morning till about 4 in the morning restoring the house.
Whoa.
Just like getting stuff back together, throwing the trash out, all of that. And my mom went on and on.
To build you up.
She was
to go,
calling,
way to go.
Calling people. Really, and then we got a grill because my brother wanted to grill.
Yeah.
Out. And then he said to me, you know, it's not that difficult. And if you want to continue to meal prep, this is probably a really good way to do it. Just cook stuff in mass on the grill. But I'm not.
Now there's going to be expectations. Your mom's going to be like, well, we have a grill now. He told you how to do it.
Get out there and cook something.
Yep.
No, when I said I'm going to try it, she was like, today? And her face was like, today? Mm. And I was like, yeah, I think that I can't. And then I get then I got that thing in me. I hate to be told I can't do something. Then I will do it. And I will excel at it. That's my mentality. Doesn't always work, but that's my mentality. So then I was just like, one track, match light, get the meat, get the... And I did it. And then she was again like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she made a hamburger by herself. and very, very, very excited. And
I can see where that would feel a little diminishing.
Yes, and texting family and everyone's texting right. back, or even everyone knew. So people were calling me, hey, how'd the cookout go?
Heard you made a burger.
You're right.
Yeah, the word's out. Sure, you made a burger.com is already up. It's kind of a forum. People are talking about it.
People are buzzing.
Yeah. It's on Reddit.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.